This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office released 2 years' worth of police reports from disputes between a family of black ranchers and their white neighbors. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has the latest.
Nicole and Courtney Mallory say they're victims of racist neighbors and police in El Paso County, but the sheriff's office denies those claims. The office said it took 24 reports from about 170 calls for service and complaints involving the Mallorys, Clarks, and others in the last 2 years. But the numerous restraining order violations, criminal mischief, and trespassing reports filed by both parties provides little clarity. The sheriff's office said it did find 2 cases that it needs to revisit, one of which names the Mallorys as victims. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Survivors of the Club Q shooting and their advocates say they want faster distribution of aid money. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Mark Slaw is a Trinidad resident who had 3 relatives shot at Club Q last year. He says the nonprofit Colorado Healing Fund has started denying his requests for aid, including expenses to provide at-home recovery care for his sister.
And they need to stop pretending like they know what's best for my family. My family knows what's best for my family.
The Healing Fund has raised over $2 million in donations after the Colorado Springs shooting. At the state capitol this week, survivors called on the fund to speed up allocations. Those who run the fund say they're in the process of releasing more money and that they must also take the need for long-term aid into account. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
More than 2,000 of the country's top young fencers are competing in Denver this week at the U.S. Junior Fencing Olympics. The competition at the Colorado Convention Center runs tomorrow through Monday. Former junior champions have gone on to represent the U.S. at the Summer Olympics. Colorado Rockies manager Bud Black has a contract extension to stay with the team through next year. Black has managed the Rockies through 4 straight losing seasons since 2018. This is CPR News.